I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Carl from Boston.
Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Also, Hannah, his 10-year-old, is in the car as well.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
What grade are you in, Hannah?
Sixth
grade. And dad's not letting you take the day off for the long weekend?
No.
He's like, I'll step in on that one.
Is your kid taking the day off for the long weekend?
It's funny. Lana's texting me. She's like, we should check Barrett out early because traffic's going to be terrible trying to get down to the
cave.
Are
you going down the cave?
Yeah.
Smart.
Carl, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions. They are all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Who is the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Which sport did Pete Rose play?
Pete Rose.
Charlie Hustle.
Baseball.
Final answer?
Hannah's saying basketball.
Carl, don't let him get in your head. Stick with your gut.
Oh, no. Okay, baseball. Baseball.
Don't let him Carson you.
Okay, baseball.
In Shaboozy's hit record, he sings about a blank, a happy song, a bar song, or a love song.
I have no idea. I will go with B. Option B.
Option B. Okay. Question number four. Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's viral Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos, and then immediately spit it out. Can you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
And question number five. Which science fiction series from the 2000s featured Cylons?
I'm not sure. I'll go with the X-Files.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty good, actually.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Kennedy, welcome back. Carl, with an assist from Hannah, I do believe at some point in there, maybe. Mm-hmm. Got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Who was the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Tied at 1. Which sport did Pete Rose play?
Baseball.
Tied at 2.
Question. He also gambled on it sometimes.
That's what kept him out of the Hall of Fame. Kennedy, question number 3. In Shaboozy's hit record, he sings about blank. A happy song, a bar song, or a love song?
A bar song.
It is a bar song. Tied at 3. Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's viral Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos.
No, we should try it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it sounds really interesting.
Because it'd be a funny Instagram video.
I'll drink anything with pickles in it.
He spit it out immediately. Can you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Which science fiction series from the 2000s featured Cylons?
Oh, Battlestar Galactica.
Look
nerd.
At you.
Oh, nerd is
nerd
right.
Alert. Nerd alert.
100%. It will take me the rest of my life to get through that series, but yes. Because it is longer than any other show that's ever been on television.
It's longer than the trees walking across in Lord of the Rings. All right. Well, Kennedy, you get the win. Nice job. 5-4. Carl and Hannah, thank you for calling into the play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Carl
and
from Boston, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Have a good day in sixth grade.
Carl, thank you.
Carl, you're not going to change your mind? Let her out early?
Definitely not.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Amanda from Norwood.
Hello, good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Well, we also have Riley, who is three and Kennedy's biggest fan.
Oh, hi, Riley.
Hi.
Amanda, will you kick Kennedy out?
What do you want to say?
Can I Kennedy
please kick me out? Yes, I will. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Amanda, 21 years ago today in 2003, Kill Bill Volume 1 was released starring which actress as an assassin called the Bride?
Oh, I can see. Riley.
Riley.
Yeah, she's a big Kill Bill fan, Riley.
Yeah, she loves all of Quentin Tarantino's work.
Big fan.
Yeah. Oh, terrible start. I can.
That's all right.
I don't have it.
Question number two. Taylor Swift donated $5 million to hurricane relief efforts in the wake of hurricanes Helene and Milton battering the South. What is the highest threat level of a hurricane?
Five.
Question number three, Cardi B, 32 today. Name this hit song of hers that went to number one. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
I love that line.
Oh, boy.
That's...
Riley? Well, WAP?
WAP?
That's it.
Riley loves the song WAP, huh?
Yeah,
that tracks. Question number four. Mountain Dew is changing its logo and going back to spelling out the full word mountain. They've been spelling it MTM, or yeah, MTN, excuse me, for the past 15 years. What is Mountain Dew's slogan? Slogan. Riley?
Riley.
Not allowed to have that.
Question number five. Ian McKellen says he based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien. Who's the villain and primary antagonist in the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Oh, God, guys. It's Friday. Couldn't we have gotten a little simpler here?
Riley?
You a big Tolkien fan?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm really disappointed.
Kennedy!
Riley's adorable.
Do that again, Riley.
Good.
Oh, Riley, you just made my whole entire day. Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
Amanda, Amanda got one out of five, by the way, Kennedy.
So.
Yes, Amanda.
We're just here for the experience.
And that, you know what? It's fun for the whole family.
That's fine.
That's what we're here
really,
for, too.
It's not about anything
else. It's the reason
else.
We come to work every day. Here we go, Kennedy. Five pop culture trivia questions. If you you got to get more right than Amanda to win. I don't know why I'm doing that part of it. I just kind of lost my train of focus there.
No.
I got overwhelmed with adorableness from Riley.
Ready, let me help you. These are tough questions,
thank
Kennedy.
Thank you, Dana. There it is.
Always there for us.
21 years ago today in 2003, Kill Bill Volume 1 was released, starring which actress as an assassin called the Bride?
Uma Thurman.
1-0. Taylor Swift donated $5 million to hurricane relief efforts in the wake of the hurricanes Helene and Milton battering the South. What is the highest threat level of a hurricane?
Five.
Cat 5, yes. 2-1. Cardi B, 32 today. Name this hit song of hers. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
No idea.
Every time I hear that song, all I can think of Annie sitting here just like scream singing that song.
It's a great song.
Every lyric. That is called I Like It, Kennedy.
All right, Jen.
2-1, question number 4. Mountain Dew is changing its logo and going back to spelling the full word mountain. I did not realize they had been using MTN for the past 15 years.
Me neither. I mean, I'm a Baja Blast girl, but not a Mountain Dew girl.
That's Taco Bell specific.
What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Do the do?
What do you pair with your Baja Blast at Taco Bell?
I take a cheesy roll up and I have them add seasoned beef, tomatoes, and onions to make it taste like a Mexi Melt used to.
Oh, that's the vibe, huh?
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Taco Bell hacks with Kennedy.
I mean, don't do it often, but when I do.
She's playing chess. We're playing checkers. Yep. When it comes to Taco Bell. It is 3-1. Question number 5. Ian McKellen says he based his Gandalf voice on the actual voice of Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien. Who's the villain and primary antagonist in the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Sauron.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Lost some nerd points.
Those are hard questions. You don't get the cash, Amanda, but you do have yourself a pair of concert tickets. So Riley's going to see Maggie Rogers October 17th at the Garden.
Riley is ready.
Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Maybe you'll be lucky and she'll take you with her. All right, Amanda Riley, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Amanda and Riley from Norwood, and we can't beat
Kennedy. I hate even giving her the loser roar.
That there. Was amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lisa.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Kennedy.
We also have Lisa's twin sister, Stephanie, on with her.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Stephanie. Will you ladies kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. If you tie with Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now gone into the soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. Question number 1. Ashanti turns 44 years old this weekend. She got married and had her first child with this hot in here rapper. What's his name?
Nelly.
Question number 2. No matter how scrambled a Rubik's Cube is, there's always a way to solve it within 20 moves. How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
Ooh. Red. White, green, yellow, orange. Five.
Okay.
Six.
Question number 3. Eminem's The Real Slim Shady video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. In that song, he asks, will the real Slim Shady please what?
Stand up.
Sean Patrick Flannery, 59 today, plays Connor McManus in which Boston-based movie about a pair of Irish Catholic twin brothers who were inspired by their faith to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice? Excuse me.
Oh, I didn't know this. The untouchable.
Question number 5. Lady Gaga's pre-fame performance in front of a small crowd at Lollapalooza in 2007 was thought to be lost, but you can now watch it on YouTube. Lollapalooza is a 4-day festival held in which city every year?
That's Chicago.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Which of the two of you, Lisa or Stephanie, was the one that always had to cover for the other twin when they got in trouble?
That was Lisa for sure.
Lisa was always
the
covering
evil twin.
What? So wait. Lisa's the evil twin or Stephanie is?
Lisa's the evil twin for sure.
Oh, so Stephanie was always covering for Lisa Kennedy.
You know what? Everybody needs someone to do that for
them. Everybody needs a wingman. so good. All right, Kennedy. Lisa and her twin sister Stephanie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friends.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Ashanti turns 44 years old this weekend. She just got married and had her first child with this hot in here rapper. What's his name?
Nelly.
Tied at 1. No matter how scrambled a Rubik's Cube is, there's always a way to solve it within 20 moves. How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
1, 2, 3, 6.
Tied at 2. Eminem's The Real Slim Shady video has surpassed 1 billion views. In that song, he asks, will The Real Slim Shady please what?
Stand up.
3-3. Sean Patrick Flannery, 59 today. I know you know that he plays Connor McManus. In a Boston-based movie about a pair of Irish Catholic twin brothers who are inspired by their faith to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice. Name the movie?
Boondock Saints.
One of Kennedy's all-time favorites.
All-timer.
Boondock Saints. 4-3, question number 5. Lady Gaga's pre-fame performance in front of a small crowd at Lollapalooza in 2007 was thought to be lost, but you can now watch it on YouTube. Lollapalooza, a 4-day festival held in which city every year?
Chicago.
That is correct. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Good game.
Yeah. You too.
Yes. We appreciate you ladies calling
in.
Yeah, you did.
You had fun though, right? That's all that matters.
We did.
All right, which one's the evil twin again, Lisa?
Yes, okay. I would say so.
Lisa, Stephanie, what do you want to say to
Stephanie?
Yeah, okay. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Lisa and Stephanie, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.